With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Severe storms tearing through the southeast U.S., spawning damaging tornadoes, producing massive hail, and killing two people in Tennessee and another in North Carolina. Forecasters warning that the wave of storms could march towards the parts of the south. The storms continue an outbreak of torrential rain and twisters that have cut across the country this week, from the plains to the Midwest and now the southeastern U.S. Four people have died in storms since Monday. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped to its highest level in more than 8 months last week. Another sign the labor market may be softening, the Labor Department reporting unemployment claims for the week ending May 4th rose by 22,000 to 231,000. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's grateful for the support of his colleagues to overcome a motion to oust him as Speaker.
Hopefully this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress. It's regrettable. It's not who we are as Americans, and we're better than this. We need to get beyond it.
Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene failed to oust House Speaker Johnson. In more news from Capitol Hill, House Republicans introducing legislation to include a citizenship question on the census, eliminating those who aren't citizens from participating in elections. House Speaker Johnson says the country's election process is worth protecting.
It is our responsibility as members of Congress and concerned leaders of citizens groups and organizations who care about the integrity of our system and our elections. It is our duty to ensure that this is done.
The GOP bill unlikely to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. The Dow had 170 points, the Nasdaq adding 41. This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, the U.S. is in dubious company.
According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, this country is one of only eight that have no federal law limiting how late in pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. While states can now set their own limits in the U.S., the federal government doesn't address the issue, essentially allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That puts America in company with China, Vietnam, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Guinea-Bissau, and South Korea. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A GOP-controlled committee of the Louisiana legislature rejecting a bill that would have added cases of rape and incest as exceptions to the state's abortion ban. Republican State Representative Dodie Horton voted against the measure, saying that while she believes convicted rapists should receive the maximum penalty, she doesn't believe the unborn baby deserves to be killed. This is SRN News. Both parties in Congress disagree with President Biden after his denial of aid to Israel. More from the media line's Felice Friedson.
President Joe Biden has touched off a wave of bipartisan anger with his decision to withhold weapons from Israel as it fights a war with Hamas terrorists. On Wednesday, the president told CNN that he was prepared to deny certain ammunition needed by Israel to prevent civilian casualties as its army prepares to engage the remaining Hamas brigades in the city of Rafah. Ironically, one of the items suspended from shipment that increases the accuracy of bombs is reducing the risk of collateral damage. Nevertheless, the threat unleashed scathing criticism from Republicans who were joined by pro-Biden Democrats who accused the president of abandoning America's key ally as it fights for its existence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.